All right, welcome to episode 5 of the Disc Golf Comedy Podcast. My name is Ray, and I wanted to chat with Tyler for just a second before we start the episode, because there's been a little bit of confusion. Confusion about our identities. So tell us all what's going on. Yeah, sure. Well, welcome to season 2. This is only episode 5, but 2021, so we're going to call this season 2 of the Disc Golf Comedy Podcast. My name is Tyler, and I'm joined here in studio by my Australian friend, Ray.
Good day, guys.
And there's actually been a handful of people who have thought that we are, like, that I'm Ray and that you are Tyler, the last, which I have idea where they got that.
That sounds terrible.
I know, right? That sounds absolutely terrible. But I'm really excited to listen to your interview with somebody that we had never heard of before, Saul Ulibarri, who is Paul Ulibarri's brother. And I haven't listened to it yet, and I'm really excited to get into it.
Saul was a very interesting guy. I think you're really going to enjoy listening to all the things that he's done. I've been trying to get a hold of Paul Ulibarri for quite a long time, but I think he's a little bit of a big deal, maybe just in his own mind. But Saul was way more accessible and didn't cost half as much as it would have to get Paul on the potty. So I'm very excited to play this interview with Saul Ulibarri. I hope you guys enjoy. And if you do, please go to discgolfcomedy.com and consider supporting the podcast. Tyler, season 2. Let's do this.
Season 2. Here we go. All right, Saul, thank you very much for joining me on this call. You look great, by the way. I just got to say, for starting out.
Oh, I know. Thank you, though. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're looking good, too. What's up with that hat? That's a nice hat.
Well, if you're listening to the potty version of this one, not like the urine version, like the podcast.
I like the party.
Not like urine or like a celebration. I mean like the podcast version of this one.
Oh.
So here's a little, if you're seeing the video afterwards, here's my hat, but I can't wear it because of these headies right here. I got to hear what you're saying so I can't get it all on my head. So Saul, you're Paul Ulibarri's brother, and I got to say, you sound just like him. If I wasn't actually looking at you, I can see that you're tall, sort of strapping, like you have muscles maybe in places where he doesn't, but
he looks like me. He looks like me for sure.
You can definitely tell the family resemblance. What's the age order? Are you older or younger, or is can I even ask that?
No, I'm three years older than him.
Okay, and where are you in relation to Peter?
7 years behind.
Okay, so three. Okay, so he's 10. Got it. A lot of people don't know about the Saul Ulibarri of the family. Like, I think we've all gotten to know Paul because he's, famous and thinks he's a big deal. And Pete is now making content. Where have you been this whole time?
Just doing my thing. Just doing my thing, man. I have a lot of projects as well that people don't really know about. And so that's why I figured you reached out to me, because I figured that you wanted to hear about what I'm up to. I get that a lot, So this is like probably the 10th podcast I'll be on today.
Probably. Oh, well.
People just want to know,
I didn't know any of that. Well, to be honest, I reached out to you because I cannot get a hold of Paul for anything. I really wanted to have him on the podcast. He doesn't respond to my messages, or when he does, they're very rude. So I thought maybe if I started Well, he was a little bit rude. I thought maybe you could help me like get his phone number or something, for the next episode.
You know what? You could just talk to me. I'm fine with it.
Like, let me ask you questions about Paul and you can tell me.
I can do that.
Well, let's just start, at the beginning, because I think there's a lot of people out there who think that Paul is like really dumb, like with the whole gazelle thing and whatever. So can you speak to that at all? Like,
is dumb. Really dumb, man.
So that's one of those stereotypes that like is actually based in fact.
Yeah. Like even growing up, he was just so dumb. He'd fail all his classes. Moms and pas was like, they had to ground him all the time because he couldn't keep up with his grades. And I think that's why he chose the frisbee golf, is because I mean, he wasn't going to go to college.
Right.
He had that golf scholarship, but even if he were to go do that, like, he wouldn't have passed his classes. So I think that's why he chose disc golf or frisbee golf or froth. I don't even know how you call it.
Well, you know, we've always kind of had that thought in the back of our minds that maybe he was a little slow, but that's interesting to hear you say that.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of like your
I did go to college. I knew you were coming at me with that. See, I have like
I was about to ask about your education. Degree. Wow, you are very smart. I can tell. Wow.
No, I went to Harvard.
Wow. Okay.
Graduated with all the degrees.
There's got to be like at least 1,000 degrees or something.
No, I got all the degrees. I mean, I was there for 13 years just racking up degrees and whatever I wanted.
Did you ever
which is funny because Paul didn't even go to school. Saul's always in school.
Did you ever get your
own? Now, Pete, though, one second. Pete, though, he's really smart.
Okay.
Pete's really, really smart. I just wanted to say that. He's not as smart because I have all the degrees, but he's pretty smart.
If you had to guess what your IQ is at, you know, just like right now, what would you?
High.
Like, oh, wow. Okay. Like a high IQ.
Yeah.
Did you ever get your doctorate or just several master's
degrees? I'm not a doctor, no. Okay. Psychology degree, business degree, sports medicine degree.
Did you get anything in like the arts, like maybe dance or something?
Oh, I'm a great dancer.
Wow. So I just got to say, like with all of these accolades and accomplishments and stuff in your life, why is it that we haven't heard about you yet? Because frankly, I'm already bored of thinking about talking to Paul when we could be talking to you instead. And why are you not on like videos?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
So, I am. It's just disc golf's such a small community, I feel like, that I ain't big enough to like have heard of Saul. Like if you just do a little research, if you Google my name, you'll see all of my degrees, you'll see all of my accolades, like you said. Like just Google it real quick.
Tell me what you see. Saul, is that S-A-U-L?
S-A-U-L.
Okay, Saul Ulibarri. And oh wow.
That's how you spell it, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, probably first one is a picture with me and my boy Eminem.
Let me go to images. Let me back up. Wow, there was a couple not appropriate images on there. So better make sure you're not at work if you try to Google this guy in an image search. That was startling. Wow.
I got a lot of things I do.
Well, yeah, and like those moles were pretty weird.
Oh, that wasn't me.
So I guess I didn't understand before I did the image search, which again, if you're going to do that, make sure you're not like on a work computer or something. I didn't understand that you're actually very tall. Like I'm just seeing your shoulders and head, but you got to be, what are you like 6'4"?
Six?
Okay, 6'4"?
Six, 6'4". Four. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. I can see your muscles.
Which is like perfect height for athletic performance in anything. So if I wanted to do the frisbee tossing, no problem. Like my body was built for that, you know. I'm built different.
Have you ever had any other athletic pursuits?
Tennis, football, baseball, basketball. I don't dabble in golf. That's too easy.
Rugby?
I mean, just really anything. No, I don't like that one.
Okay. But you'd be good at it probably if you wanted to.
Oh, I had recruits come in knocking at my – you can go ask my moms and my pas.
Like from the military?
No.
Oh, like a sports.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, every other day knocking at the door.
Have you seen any like service with any of the militaries over here or anything like that?
I trained a lot of people in close combat situations for the Army. So
amazing.
Thank you. I'm a dangerous man. Like I said, I'm built different.
You look dangerous. I mean, I wasn't sure, like, when we got on the call, the sunglasses could either mean one of two things. You know, the first one being like... You had a long night. And the second one being like, this guy could snap my neck with the back of his pinky toe, you know, if he wanted
both
to.
Both true.
Oh, wow. What were you doing last night?
Next question.
Okay, so are you married? Do you have any kids or anything like that?
Maybe.
Okay. If you had kids, do you think they would look up more to you or to their Uncle Paul?
What kind of question is that?
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to
get to know you.
Well, I just thought there's like a lot of people who, you know, seem to think that Paul is like a really big deal. And I thought maybe if you had kids, maybe they would be like, well,
people think that,
you know, you're right, but I'll be honest. A number of minutes ago,
That's not how we think in my family. Like, no, if that makes sense, like, no.
So like, let me give you a scenario. Thanksgiving at the Ulibarri's. Okay.
Yeah.
You're all sitting around. Paul walks in.
Nothing happens. Same sounds, same like, oh, he comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. Like, okay. He just comes in.
So Paul sits down like a big dummy, and then you leave, and then you come back in, and then what happens when you come back in?
Oh, he's back. Like,
the party music starts, and it's like, bear, 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 like the confetti maybe drops or something.
No, I just come back in, and, you know, I just have that aura about me. When I come into a room, like, everybody's mood changes. They get happier. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like a party or sounds. It's just like everybody notices when I walk in. Mm. And I just change the mood of the whole, you know, all of a sudden it's a happy place. It's fun. What was your first reaction when you saw me?
Well, you know, initially I was very like stunned by your beauty. And like there was a little bit of attraction just for like a couple seconds. And then I was like, okay, let's be professional. And then, yeah, I definitely started to feel like.
Where's that? I feel like I hear something in your voice that's different than like what I normally hear. Are you from somewhere else? Like,
oh, yeah,
are
so
you really here? Like, no, American?
I live in Kansas now. But I wouldn't say that I'm Kansas.
P. Mahomes.
The football, the American football guy, right?
Yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Well, did he? Because
CP, concussion protocol.
Listen, I'm not from around here, so I don't understand football. But I think the guy
I'll tell you, like, what do you need to know?
Okay, this is my question. Football. This is my question. The guy seems like a little bit of a wuss.
Almost played for the Chiefs.
You'd probably be very good. He seems like a little bit of a wuss because I watched the replay of his concussion and it looks like somebody just like set up a folding chair out on the field and said, hey, Pet, like sit down for a second. And he went and sat down and then all of a sudden he had a concussion. Like that's what the play looked like where he actually got his concussion. Am I wrong?
I train with the linebacker who got him. Like I said, I train close combat situations, and so what if you look like closer, one little move, pressure point, done.
Wow.
They called me, asked me if I wanted to step in as a replacement, but I'm too busy, so I got
let me get this straight
for an arm.
Could I just say this back? What you're saying is the reason that we didn't see it like on camera is because that man was trained to like,
by me.
Yeah, to like do close combat, like in a stealth sort of. So in
now, let's get this right. Like I don't like I'm trained special ops. Mm-hmm. Remember this, like Patrick Mahomes is gonna be okay.
Okay.
Like if the guys I trained wanted to do something else worse, it would have happened. So that was like, just so you know, like, that was as good as it was going to get for him. If you notice, like, he basically just kneeled down and he was out. You couldn't even see it on camera what really happened. That's the way that I train my special ops. So
I feel like I owe Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and all the fans, I feel like I owe everybody an apology because I've been tweeting mean things about him basically nonstop since it happened. And I didn't know.
He didn't have a chance.
Yeah, that it
is
was
Is it
actually
dirty? Yeah. Play to win.
Let me just stay in this same vein, but let's expand a little bit. Have you had any influence in other sporting events? Like, have you trained anybody else, like John Cena, you know, or some UFC guy or something?
That's not a real guy. That's acting. John Cena is an actor. What I do and who the people I train are real.
You train people for real combat scenarios, like in the military or a football game.
Exactly.
Have you ever killed a man? Next question.
It's a tough question.
Thank you. Are you planning on answering it?
I get emotional sometimes. So, next question.
What's it look like when you get emotional? Like, have you ever cried?
I just said I got emotional.
Oh, so this is, oh, and it's done.
That was tough, but it was a good question. That's your job. But I'm done.
If you had to pick, you know, who would be more famous right now, Saul or Paul?
Paul's not even famous. So what do you mean? I already told you that. There's disc golf. I got it right?
Disc. Usually I lean into the, you know, you got to say the K sound at the end of the disc golf.
I'm new to this. Little thing that he does. Anyways, that's my little brother. I'm happy for him. I'm happy that he found something that he's doing. So
it's probably a little bit of a relief for you as an older brother who had to watch him growing up, like just continually batting his head into the wall, you know, not being educated and doing a lot of dumb things. It's probably a relief for you to see him get some success at
some
level.
I didn't have to do that. We more had to baby him.
What did that look like? Babying Paul growing up.
Have you ever taken care of a baby?
Yes, I have, actually.
Are you educated?
I am, yes. I have my doctorate in sociology. In sociology.
So you know what babying is. You have to baby somebody, treat them like a baby.
Well, I actually wrote my master's thesis on that exact topic, but I was just trying to like play for the fans, you know, that are listening, because nobody is going to be able to understand us if we're actually talking to the extent that we know things. So I got to pretend I don't know anything about sociology.
Okay, so babying, what a typical day would be: he wakes up. He doesn't wake up. I have to go wake him up. I bring him into the kitchen because he's got to eat. He would never eat because he didn't know how to make things.
What age is he at this time?
18, 19, 20, something like that.
So this is like high school, college, you know, period. Well, I guess he didn't go to school, so, but that age.
That's funny. College. Paul Ulibarri College.
Probably not.
Anyways, yeah, so I'd make him breakfast. I'd get him dressed, kind of explain how the day was going to go for him. And then I would go start training for my stuff, and he would come watch me.
So he must really look up to you.
Absolutely. I'm his older brother.
Now, I got to ask, when you guys were growing up, you know, brothers get into little spats here and there, you know, maybe throw fists every once in a while. Have you ever used any of those close combat sort of, what was that? Did you just, moved so fast right there. Was that like a little bit of that?
Sometimes I get triggered.
Oh, like PTSD?
I get emotional.
Oh, that's happening again? I see it's very hard to tell in studio, like when you're getting... Oh, it's done.
Okay. I'm good.
So, like, if you and Paul got in a fight, you know, when you were young, did that ever happen? And did you ever have to, like, hold way back, you know, for fear of, like, ending his life?
No, he came at me once. That was the last time he came at me.
Was it about, what was the nature of the argument? Was it about, like, social media follow account or talent or rocket length? You know, like how far you could throw the... Like a football?
Yeah, we were in a heated match of ping pong.
Oh, ping pong.
I was using my left hand. He finally scored 1 point on me, and he started, you know, getting a little bit confident. And I said, well, I'm using my left hand. Mm. And then he started just, like, being a little twerp. And he stood up to me finally, swung, whiff, one little movement with my foot. And then all of a sudden, he's on his back, and I got him in a pressure point. And I said, you got this one chance. Like, don't ever do that again.
Have you ever met his mate, Jeremy? Because, like, they hang out all the time. And have you ever been around them, like, when they're hanging out? And what were your thoughts about Jeremy? We call him Big Jim, which is not a hygiene thing. Do you know who that is, though?
Yeah, he came to the house one time a few years back. Talked to him for a little bit. He's all right.
You guys are probably right on the same height. Because we call him Big Jim. He's the biggest disc golfer in existence.
Yeah, the first thing he asked me is if I played basketball, of course. And then he went on with this story about how he could dunk in varsity or something and how he was almost recruited. And it was basically the Big Jim show. And I try to be nice to people. I try to give them my ear when I can because I know they want it. Mm-hmm. And before I knew it, it was 30-40 minutes had gone by, I hadn't gotten a word in, and I just went like this. I said, stop.
Like, you put your hand in his face?
I did.
Did you touch his face, or was it just like menacingly close?
I would never. No.
You'd never touch.
It was just a warning, like, hey, man, I get that you think you're awesome or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I came here to visit my family, and that was it. And he was cool about it. He was like, no, you're right. Sometimes I get carried away. I don't know how Paul hangs out with him that much, honestly.
Is it true that he always wears around, you know, that he's got those disc golf pins? He's got the pins that say, you know, Big Jim, and he's got a whole bunch of different ones. Is it true that he wears those on his clothes, you know, like a full stud general would on their uniform or something, you know, like wearing them all on his chest everywhere he goes?
Who?
Jeremy. Like, I've heard that, you know, he wears all those pins.
This was years ago. I said this was years ago. How would I know what he was wearing?
Oh, I just assumed that, like, maybe you had a recollection of that event.
No.
I suppose somebody like you, who's constantly processing millions of points of data in the moment, it's probably pretty impossible for you to, like, retain information from more than even, like, you know, a few minutes ago.
Depends on the situation, I guess. He seemed like he dressed pretty well. I don't remember pins, so there probably wasn't any pins.
No pins. It sounds like an urban legend. Anyway.
One second. I got my media manager. He wants to talk to me.
Okay.
What's up, man? Time is it?
Do you know what time it is?
A few more minutes. 45? Late night with Conan? Cancel that one.
Sure you need to be.
I don't have time for that. I have to do my workout.
All right. Well, Saul, listen, this has been like absolutely mind-blowing to talk to you, and I definitely hope that we can have you on again at some point.
I'm sure you do.
If we could talk after the call, maybe about the fee, I'm going to need to maybe make installments on that for maybe a few payments or something. It's just I'm not used to paying guests.
Not worried about the money.
Okay,
got
great.
Plenty.
Great, okay. Well, again, thank you for coming on. Good luck with your career, and we'll definitely be following you probably a lot more than Paul at this point.
Saul doesn't need luck, but I appreciate it.
Oh, okay. Well, good on your career. Congrats for that.
We will be. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
And good luck with, you know, Paul. And tell him, I guess he could come onto the podcast at some point, but it is, you know, I'm not really interested anymore, honestly. All right. Well, everybody knows you can go to discgolfcomedy.com if you want to support what we're doing here. But Saul, do you have any shout outs that you'd like to?
Yeah, I want to thank my sponsors, Under Armour, Monster.
Mm hmm.
Titleist.
Ray-Bans.
These are original Ray-Bans, by the way. See this?
Uh-huh.
They actually hook around your ears because these were used when fighter pilots would go upside down. The hooks would have them stay on.
Have you ever done any pilot fighting, like as a fighter pilot?
I've been shot down before.
Wow.
If that's what you're asking.
Yes. Wow.
Threw my parachute out, just jumped out, wasn't a big deal. Caught my parachute, put it on, floated down into enemy territory, saved a bunch of lives. That's another story for another time, though.
Another story for another time. Truly inspiring to have you on, Saul. Good luck with your workout, and I really appreciate your time today.
I don't need luck.
You can listen to this entire interview unedited with all the laughs and breakups and fun that we had on my Patreon account, which is at discgolfcomedy.com for as little as $3 a month. Here's a little sneak peek.
So I got a rocket.
Let me get this straight.
For an arm.
Oh. Okay, so let me get
a rocket.
Oh, rocket, like you're throwing out. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's why they wanted me. Okay. I got a rocket.
So let me get this straight. The reason that it didn't look like much of a hit when Patrick got his concussion is because the linebacker on the other side had been trained in close combat by you, Saul Ulibarri.
We could do this. We could get through this. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Oh, my gosh. That's so good.